Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servants, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
We are in the seasons of the supernatural. Hallelujah. That's what God said I should share. Just to tell you where we are and what we are doing at the moment. We are in the seasons of what? The supernatural. And God is ready. And heaven is waiting. And heaven is excited to attend to that issue that requires the supernatural church. Hallelujah. 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 You see it in a minute. You see, I told you my work is very simple this morning. Very, very what? Very simple. From the beginning of the age, when God created man supernatural. Hallelujah. The Bible says God gave the man Adam custody of all of the creations, right? And Adam had dominion over them. That was supernatural. Adam had dominion over the lion. That was supernatural. Adam had dominion over the fishes of the sea, the sharks, the whales, and that is what? Supernatural. You see, Adam didn't have to think of what to eat. That's supernatural. Hallelujah. Adam didn't have to think of what to wear. That's supernatural. The Bible says when God was intending to create Adam, the Bible says he created a garden specifically for him. He didn't think of where to live. That's supernatural accommodation. You see, everything around Adam leading to the fall was what? Supernatural. So man, from the beginning, was created what? Supernatural. That's why you see, from age memorial, from time memorial, man has always tested for something beyond the normal. That's why we have all the religions that we have in the world. Because man is always testing for something beyond what? The normal. Beyond what eyes can see. Beyond what ears can hear. Beyond what his physical senses can perceive. Man is looking for what? Something beyond the normal. And I dare to call it the supernatural. Hallelujah. I'm here to water your appetite about what God is doing with us in this season. That we are in the seasons of the supernatural. Somebody say amen. Amen. We are in the seasons of the miraculous. We are in the seasons of breakthroughs like never before. We are in the seasons of divine supernatural shifts. We are in the seasons of houses you didn't buy. We are in the seasons of lands you didn't buy. We are in the seasons of jobs you didn't apply for. We are in seasons of healings and health that are just beyond the normal. Oh, glory. 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 We are in the seasons of the supernatural. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what is the supernatural? Somebody asked me that. What's the supernatural? The supernatural is when the divine invades on the natural. That's the supernatural. When there is something happening, you know, you see, it's normal to say, seed time and harvest, right? Right? It's normal to say seed time and harvest. But when you're in the supernatural, you're in the harvest and harvest and harvest. Woo! Nobody got that. Somebody will get it soon. You see, when you are in the supernatural, it's no longer seed time and harvest. When they're in the supernatural, it's all God and not man. Woo! You're not seeing it yet. You'll see it soon. It's all God and not man. You see, but one thing from the beginning that described what embodied the supernatural was a life of fellowship with God. Because all that changed in the life of Adam, all that was a differentiating factor between Genesis 2 and Genesis 3, leading up onto the way to John and John 19, where Jesus went to the cross, was fellowship with God. You see, prior to the time that man lost his fellowship with God, everything around him was supernatural. What he heard was supernatural. The Bible says that up until that time, man didn't have to till the ground. Man didn't have to bother about watering the ground. That the Lord will come in the cool of the day with a mist, and all of the grass will be watered, and man will have what to eat. Hey! You see, the man didn't have to bother about what to wear, because the glory of the Shekinah was his gloss. Hey! You're not seeing it yet. I'm telling you about what we are in now, the supernatural. The season we are in now is called what? The supernatural. Woo! So a man was at Bethesda. Woo! Hallelujah. We see that in John 5, right? And he was sitting, waiting for the supernatural. I told you, man has always been waiting for the supernatural. Waiting for something to stir the water. Be the Spirit of God. Be the angel of God as described in the scriptures. But he needed something to make that which was natural come beyond the natural and become supernatural. That same water that people would have gone through from Monday to Tuesday, having their bath, brushing their teeth. I mean, they all stayed there. That means they were probably doing that there, right? Yeah. Yeah. But sometime, in some season, that water goes beyond what they used to brush their mouth and brush their teeth and have their bath. That water becomes supernatural. Whew. Are you seeing this? That there is a season when heaven decides to intrude the earth and make things that were ordered go beyond what was ordered. You know, man has said 1 + 1, but something happens, 1 + 1 becomes 400. Whew, that's supernatural. That's supernatural. That's God's hand. So let's go back to the discourse. You see, what made the supernatural natural to the original man was fellowship with God. You see, all that was happening from that moment that the fall happened, from the moment the Lord appeared to him up onto the way to the cross, was God trying to restore that fellowship, thereby bringing about the supernatural. So you tell me, Brother Kenny, I'm born again. I should live naturally in the supernatural. Because I have fellowship with God right now, right? Who's thinking that? Yeah. But you see, there's a caveat. And that's why things like this are unique. Do you know what the caveat is? Let's read it in James. James 4. James 4, 8. I want to take it from the New Testament. I can always look at this from the Old Testament and all through, but let's look at it from the New Testament. So you see that this applies to us here now. James 4, 8. Listen to this. I read it in the King James. Let me also open it in other translations. Let me add the Amplified. Oh, my internet is off. Listen to this. Draw near to me. Draw near to God. And you'll do what? I thought the Holy Spirit was ever with me. What's going on here? What's Apostle James saying? Look at it. Let me look at it in the ERV. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Do you see that? So, he's saying this, that every step we take towards God, God reciprocates the same step. Hey. Every step I take towards God, God does what? He reciprocates. He does the same. Every step I take towards him, he does what? He does the same. Every step I take towards him, he does what? He does the same. That's what makes about the supernatural seasons of a man's life. So when a man decides to separate himself in a fast, in a prayer season, what happens? It's a season where he draws what? Near to God. So the more you get closer to God, like Moses did in Exodus, the more he comes closer to you. The more he comes closer to you, the more the supernatural becomes your atmosphere. Hallelujah. I don't know if somebody is saying this thing yet. I don't know if someone is saying this yet. Supernatural living is a byproduct of proximity with God. The supernatural life is a byproduct of a proximity with God. The closer you are to Him, the closer He is to you. So yes, your relationship with Him is intact. But there is one season that a man chooses to separate himself from that which is natural. And I'll come to fasting in a bit. I'll come to why fasting brings this. Why prayer, season of prayers and fasting brings us into this realm of the supernatural. But one thing we can see from James is that what? When a man chooses to come closer to God, he's not the only one taking a step. Let's look at something. Let's look at a quick story. Second Samuel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Second Samuel. Where's Bemi? Stay with me. Oh. Stay with me, please. Look at this. Second Samuel 10. Second Samuel 12. Look at it. 6:10. 2 Samuel 6:10. So David would not move the ark. Let me put a background to this story. So David had been crowned king of Judah and Jerusalem. And Israel. And for a time, Saul had gone into sorcery and all manner, and the ark of the covenant was no longer at the pivotal element of faith to the children of Israel. It was no longer, the presence of God was no longer what connotes their life of faith. So David is in a process of restoring that ark back to the center of the faith for the children of Israel. And see what it starts. Let's listen to this story. So David had attempted the move, but Uzzah, I put his hand to support it because David was doing it by the wrong means, right? By the wrong way. And what happened? He got struck, right? So listen to this from verse 10. So David would not remove the ark of the Lord unto him into the city of David. But David carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom, the Gergetites. Look at this. Go on. Next verse. And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gergetites, 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his house. Listen to this, people. And it was told David, King David, saying, the Lord hath blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that it pertaineth unto him because of the ark of God. Whew. Did you see that? So, what happened when the ark stepped into the house of Obed-Edom? What happened when God came closer to him? Oh my, somebody don't know what's going on here. You see, the blessing of Obed-Edom was intimidating to the king of the land. That's a blessing. You understand? You see, there's a blessing that will make Buhari jealous. There's a blessing that will make Sanwo-Olu jealous. Oh, that is the blessing that comes when the ark comes closer. So when we enter this kind of a season, it's a season where the ark comes closer. It's a season where the ark, the children of Israel are no longer looking at the ark from afar, and Moses is the only one fellowshipping with the Lord. But it's a season where the ark of God comes closer. Because every step we take closer to Him, He takes a step to us. It's a season of the supernatural. So Shola came and told us that we should be expectant last week Sunday. Do you know why? It's the season of the supernatural. Woo! Hallelujah. Let me give you some testimonies. I'll still talk about some more. I remember the first month of prayer we had. That was probably 2017. Yes, 2017. 2017, June. It wasn't in the month of July. I think it was in the month of June that year. I went to buy biscuits in front of my house. Listen to this. Supernatural. I went to buy what? One sachet of biscuits. Actually, I bought it 16 naira, 15 naira. Eh? One sachet of biscuits. And the guy in front of me was cracking a joke. Ah, say these biscuits. People have been playing. You know all these, what's it called? Say they are doing an anniversary. They want to give you a lottery or something. People have been playing. I said, these people, they just like buying people, collecting all their money. We all cracked a joke about it. And I went back home. One biscuit. In fact, that was the only biscuit I bought throughout that entire month. That's one biscuit from that guy. And I said, let me validate what this guy said, though, and just press this thing. So they will chop my tenner. I said, so I'll go back to him and crack a joke that, you see, I pressed it and he didn't give me anything. And I pressed that one biscuit. And the next day, I was at the office and I got a call. I said, hi, who's speaking? I said, sorry, I don't know who's speaking. You almost sounded very, like, what is it, really? I was scammers. And my scam guard was already high. You know, in Nigeria, any call, you don't know. Even pastor called me this week, my phone crashed, so I was using a dumb phone. Pastor called me, I said, yes, who is that? And Nigeria, what's Shemirio? I won't lie, they've done me. So you shine your eye. It's your uncle, which uncle? Say from US, which US? I just buy yourself food. So they called me that way. And they said, and this is this Coco and Co company that we have won 200,000 naira. Ah. I said, I said, okay, what do I do now to win my 200,000 naira? Do I have to do anything? He said, no, you don't have to do anything. That just give us your name, text us your full name, this, that, and come to this place and this thing. I had to Google the place first. It turned out to be the company's office, interestingly. And I went there less than 4 days from when I scratched that thing. And I collected 200,000 naira check. See, guys. What were the chances? Listen to this. What were the chances? There were only 10 people that won 200, maybe 10 people that won 200,000 naira, one person won 500, one person won 1 million or so. So, what were the chances that I'll choose one biscuit out of the millions of biscuits that people are eating and trying their luck every day, and that will happen? It's called what? See, I want you guys, your expectation. Shola was telling you, but some people is in the air, you know. She was talking about it on Sunday, and it seems like it was in our air. Just expect. I'm telling you that, see, what I'm telling you is real. It's real. That there's something that happens when you come into a season of consecration to God. See, it puts you in a pedestal of things of God's realm happening around you. Have you seen God's realm in the Bible? Have you seen it? Somebody, you know, you speak on Igbo when you see God's realm, man. You see gold on the floor? Tell me who has gold in their floor like that. Have you seen God's realm? Have you seen God's realm? Have you seen the diamonds on his feet? Oh man, have you seen the what is laid on his body? That's God's realm. Supernatural. So let's go into this a little more. Let me skip all of that. Let's jump there. Now let's look at the benefits of fasting and prayers and how it ties up to this supernatural realm. Hallelujah. Let's look at Joel 2:12. Hallelujah. Amen. Now therefore, okay, let me take it from the KJV. Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning. Verse 13. I want to take this very quickly. And rend your heart, and not your garments. That's what Pastor was teaching us. Rent your what? Not your garments. That's what he taught us all through that season of activating faith. And turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Verse 14. Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him? Even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. Gather the people and sanctify the congregation, assembly, assemble the elders, gather the children. You see, nobody's left out, right? And those that suck the breast, let the bridegroom go forth of his chambers. You know what that means? Children of God. And the bride out of her closets. Next verse. Let the priest and the ministers of the Lord weep before the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thy heritage to reproach, that the ancients should rule over them. Wherefore shall they say among the people, where is thy God? Then will the Lord be jealous for the land and pity his people. Hallelujah. Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn. Nobody said amen. Amen. And wine. Amen. And oil. Amen. You see, did they come for corn and wine and oil? No, they came to sanctify a fast to the Lord. They called a solemn assembly where they were consecrated to God. And God is saying, this was an agricultural people. So God is saying, because you know, if you read back, you see about when the locust has come and battered their land. And God is saying, see, beyond just coming to me, I will sort those things out. Because as you come to me, you come into the supernatural. As you draw near to me, I draw near to you. And ye will be satisfied therewith. Did you see it? So in the places where the nations of the earth have come and dominated you, you saw that in the previous verse, I will come and satisfy you there. Hallelujah. And I will no more make you a reproach. Shame is away. Oh, somebody didn't get that. And you come into glory. I will no longer make you what? A reproach. This is what happens when we consecrate a fast and prayers for God. Did they come seeking oil? Did you see them say that? Did they come seeking wine? Did they come seeking a corn? They separated themselves to the Lord. And God took away everything that was a reproach to their lives. I prophesied this morning. I declare under these heavens that if there is anything that has stood as a reproach over your life leading up unto this month, July 2022 is the end in the name of Jesus. Whatever the devil, whatever the generational powers, whatever the yoke of hell has held you bound, I declare under these heavens that in this season of the supernatural, in this season where the heavens is coming into your home, the heavens is coming into your business, the heaven is coming into your job, the levels is coming into your marriage, the heavens is coming into your children, the heavens are open for you in Jesus' name. It's the supernatural we're talking about here. When you come to God, God is not, he's not Buhari, man. He spoils you. He messes your theology up. Hallelujah. Glory. Let's look at Isaiah. Still have a little bit to cover. Isaiah 58. It's a popular scripture when it comes to fasting. And verse 6. Hallelujah. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness. Say amen. Amen. To loose the bands of wickedness. Say amen. Amen. To undo the heaven burden. Say amen. Amen. And to let the oppressed go free. Amen. And that ye break your yokes. Hey, hallelujah. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? You see, let me tell you something, guys. In this season, there will be promptings and leadings of the Spirit. Of love work. Did you hear me? This instruction part of it all. There will be promptings and leadings of the Spirit to work in love in specific areas, with specific people, in specific scenarios. Those things are the gateways that God wants to release blessings. Listen to this again. This season, don't just go and put your face straight and be looking like, yeah, somebody that, you know, you're just serious. I'm looking for God. No. In this season, God will give you specific instructions. Some of it will not be so loud. Some of it will just be a follow-up of what Pastor taught us in the last 2 months. And as you are in that moment and that situation, you remember brotherly kindness. You remember the Holy Spirit will bring to your mind, actually, patience. Did you hear this? And as you walk in that, you start to release the supernatural. You see, the supernatural, and James was putting it this way. You can't have bitter and sweet water mixed together. The whole essence of a fast is to put off the flesh and the deeds of the flesh, so that you can be more in tune with the Spirit and live the life of the Spirit. No, you see, it's not enough to be in tune with the Spirit without living the life of the Spirit. So, in this season, God will give us some promptings and leadings and directions in certain ways on things to do or not to do. Please be sensitive. Hallelujah. When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, that thou hide not thyself from thy own flesh. Next verse, please. Then, listen to this, shall thy light break forth as the morning. Somebody didn't get that. You see, there are some adjectives in scripture that are very powerful. Suddenly, then, immediately. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning. Oh, somebody is still not getting it. You see, this is the outcome of this fast. You see, you are seeing the outcome from the beginning. So your expectation is set right. Then shall your light break forth as the morning. And your health shall spring forth speedily. Did you see it? Speedily. Let me share a testimony. Let me leave it. I'll talk about that later. And thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Amen. Hallelujah. We still have some bit to go. Then shall thou call, and the Lord shall answer. You see, you're going to put a specific request before God in this season. You see, that request should not be, Lord, increase my salary by 100K. For some people, that might be the divine hand of God. But not for most people in this house. Somebody will put a prayer to God. Lord, I want a 10 times increase. Let me explain a 10 times increase. A 10 times increase is if you are earning 200,000 naira. And you start to earn 2 million naira the next month. See, the truth about it is this. When people believe God for 100 times increase, our mind can't fathom it. See, except you want to buy a jet today, most people cannot believe God for 100 times increase. So what am I saying, guys? Go back. All your expectation and your goals, multiply it. Because in this season of the supernatural, when you call, the Lord will answer. But he will not answer you according to his capacity. This is a caveat. Hear this. God will not answer you according to his capacity. God will answer you according to your faith. God will answer you according to your faith, according to your expectation. So Pastor David came here last week and was teaching us about faith. Teaching us about believing that which you do not see. Teaching us that there was a woman, Rahab, and she had a cloth torn, tied up by the well, by the wall, even though the season of the coming of the Israelites was not even near sent. Telling you that, guys, in this season of the supernatural, get your faith up. Pastor said that exact word this morning. Get your faith up. Get your faith up. See, guys, I'm telling you, by the end of this month, this place will not be able to contain us. Listen to this. I'm telling you, hear me out. This is a faith walk for this house. You see, because the Bible is very clear on the way God operates and His kingdom operates, but most of us don't just look at it. It says, seek ye first the kingdom and His righteousness, and every other thing that you are looking for will be added. Pastor came this morning and was telling you that there are some people here. There's what they call, I don't know how to put it, there's what they call, you know, there is hearing and what? Listening. Pastor came here and said that there is, in this season, some of us will not have to put a prayer point for ourselves. Nobody heard that. Did somebody hear that? Eh? Did somebody hear that? Hallelujah. Because when you seek what God is seeking, remember, draw near to me. And I what? How much more when you are drawing near to Him on the premise of what He wants? Hey. And I say it again under this heaven. Before the end of the month of July, this place will not be enough to contain us. Let's leave. I guess you get the gist, right? Do you get the gist? Do you get the gist of the importance of fasting in this season and how it opens up? You can read it up by yourself all the way to 14. Let's jump. I think we should close by 11:30 now. Abi now. So go, Melly. Manifestations of the supernatural. How? In what way? You see, I'm bringing it home. You know, I told you that there are a lot of things that in the last few weeks have been said, yeah, and said, yeah, and said, yeah. But I'm just trying to piece it. I've just been observing, listening, observing, meditating, listening. Okay. And I'm trying to just put it all together and give it to you in one single piece so you see it. Manifestations of the supernatural. How does God intervene and invade the areas of arenas of men? Let's look at it. The first area is supernatural provision. Somebody hearing this? Supernatural what? You see, Jesus came and the Bible says He was an example to us, right? Have we read that in our scriptures? That is what? An example. It was our example. And interestingly, we must take note of this, that Jesus lived on earth as a man. Did we hear that? We don't have time for that. But in Philippians 2, just to give us a nutshell, the Bible says that He put down everything that made Him God, right? He put it away, right? And He took up the nature of what? A man. So Jesus walked on earth as what? So the same anointing of the Holy Spirit that was upon Jesus is the same anointing that is upon us. You need to pay attention to this, guys. You need to pay attention to this. So everything we saw Jesus do as what? As a man, is the same equivalent of what we can do and much more. Guess what? And what? So I ask you a question. How was Jesus' need met? Supernaturally. When there was a situation where they had to feed 5,000, how was Jesus' need met? When the tax collectors came to pay, collect their taxes, how was Jesus' need met? the provision of our lives. Now, in this season, it will be more profound. Everything I'm telling you now should be our normal. And is our normal in Christ. But I tell you that in these seasons that we're coming into, in these seasons that we are in, is more profound. It's more evident. I don't know the other English to use. You're getting it. It's more vivid. I don't want to use Yoruba, but you get it. You can see it. It's obvious. So I'm telling you that one thing that God has definitely in stock for this house, in this season that we are in, is supernatural provisions. Oh, brother, shake out. Someone is not getting this, man. Someone is not getting this. Somebody is not getting this. I'll move on. You get it, you get it. You don't get it, forget about it. Supernatural health. Supernatural health. Because of time, I'm not reading a lot of scriptures. Our pivotal scripture for the month of July, our prayer month, is what? John 5, right? How many of us have been meditating and reading it? Not many, but it's good. We should. John 5, read from verse 1 all the way through to 9. Talks about the man at the well, right? It talks about what? At the pool of Bethesda, pardon me. And the Bible says, this man was waiting. This man was expecting. This man had been in this situation for 38 years, but his hope was not gone. You know, I was saying last week that there are people here that our hope is gone. And you know the truth, it's been difficult, right? Let's be real, right, guys? It's been difficult, right? For some of us, it's been hard. You know, the Bible says we shouldn't confess this, but you know, it's what it is, right? It's what it is. Faith doesn't deny the fact, right? It superimposes it, right? It's what it is. It's been what it is, right? You know, we've had our hopes high. We have our dreams high. I remember back in the day when I used to dream. I don't think I dream again as much. Now, the day I used to dream, I'll sit down. In fact, I had a book they call Dream Book. I'll put picture. These are my dreams. This is what I want to do with my life. But when life happens, the Bible says, hope deferred makes the heart what? Big. So you've been in, since 2017, we had prayer month. 2018, we had prayer month. 2019, we had prayer month. 2020, we had prayer month. 2022, we are having prayer month. And he said, we have prayed for 5 years, but I've not seen my healing. Like that man, you have been in the pool a long time. But I tell you, in this season, there is supernatural healing. Let me share one testimony. I was in a season of prayer and fasting at some point. And I was praying that day. Just praying in the Holy Ghost. And I slept off praying. Does that happen to anybody? I thought I was the only one. And I woke up into a vision. I saw myself, I won't give you all the details, but I saw my mom. I saw my mom's dad, which I've never met, who died before I was born. I saw his burial. I explained it to my mom, and she said that was the actual church in that vision. And I've never seen the man before. And I saw some things. And I, by the Spirit of God, knew what it meant. Prior to that time, my mom had been battling cancer. And that day, I just got it. I asked my mom, the moment I woke up, I texted her a question. I said, how old was your dad when he died? I texted her. Do you know the interesting thing? That exact day was the day my mom's dad died. March 18. I never knew up until that day. So, I'm telling you guys, see, in this season, and listen to this, that's not the story. Long story short, from that day, that's how my mom started to get over the whole thing. I'm now cancer free. But what happened? In that season of a fast and a prayer, it will take me to the next point. In this season, there are supernatural encounters. You see, there are no greater things to come into than coming into the things of God. Coming into the divine. You remember what John said in the book of Revelation? I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. And the Lord said, and we saw Revelations 1, Revelations 2, all the way to 22. So there is a day consecrated to God. A solemn day. A solemn assembly that the heavens over you are open, that you come into some revelations. Some revelations that will finish the work of Satan in your life forever. For some of us, the devil, you know, the Bible talks about the guy being a trickster. He's hiding and some of us, we can't decode his operations. But in this season, I'm telling you guys, there are going to be revelations. There are going to be visions. There are going to be encounters. Some people are going to just be sitting in the room and just walking. You say, I didn't say it. Just walking physically and start to commune with you. Some people, the word of God will just open to you in a dimension you cannot explain. And the word of God will come alive and just set you on a new pedestal. It's called supernatural encounters. Encounters in the world. You have never heard Bishop Oyedepo preach that talking about his encounters. 1983. Pastor went 20, what year did he go for IMC? 2019, right? 2019 was not before COVID. 2019. Pastor went for a conference in Ottawa. And this church, I can tell you, has been on a different pedestal since then. It was after then that Lekki Church started. It was after then that Bagada Church started. Because on that mountain, as Pastor was teaching us this morning, there were certain encounters. So don't come into this season not expecting encounters. Don't come into this season not expecting to fall into a trance. It should be normal in this season. But it's driven by our expectation. You see, as a house, there is a way we can set our expectations for what God will start to do. Visions and dreams. Read your books of art too. Read the normal in the books of art. It was every other day. It wasn't left out to Paul or Peter and Apollos or any of these things. It was every other day for every believer. A man that even hadn't come into the faith had visions of the angels. Hallelujah. It brings me to the next one. Let me read this story for you. It's sweeter in the story. Let's read this one. 1 Samuel 5. This one is sweeter in the story. It's not sweeter if I leave out the scripture. It's sweeter in the story. 1 Samuel 5. Let's start from this one. Story very quickly talks about when the ark of God was taken out of Israel and taken by the Philistines. And this is it. And the Philistines took the ark of God and brought it. This after, Eli had died. And brought it from Ebenezer unto Ashdod. Next verse. When the Philistines took the ark of God, they brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. And when they of Ashdod arose early in the morrow, behold, Dagon was falling upon his face, to the earth before the ark of the law of the Lord. And they took Dagon and they set him in his place again. Listen to this. And when they arose early in the morrow, in the morrow of the morning, behold, Dagon was falling upon his face to the ground before the ark of the Lord, and the head of Dagon and both the arms of his hands were cut off. Hallelujah! Supernatural deliverance. So good, they should buy anybody, Jambi. Nobody, no devil, no demon, no spirit, no witchcraft, no indignation, no enchantment. I'm telling you, in this season, there is supernatural deliverance. Oh man, somebody's not getting it. The man of war is rising. The man of war is rising. You know, somebody, you all think our God is just the God of love, you know. You have not read your Bible, man. The Bible says that Herod stood and he killed James. And the Bible says the children of God started to pray and they fasted and they were about to kill Peter. But rather than killing Peter, the angel of the Lord appeared, brought supernatural intervention. It's going to bring me to my next point. And after they brought supernatural intervention, they didn't end there. They took the war to the enemy and they said Herod was smote. God is a God of war. Our 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 God is a God of war. Hey. I'm telling you guys, there is deliverance in the air. There is deliverance in the air. We read it in Isaiah 58. It says to break the chains, to lose the oppressed, to set the captive free. That happens when the supernatural is involved. That happens when the ark of God is in front of Dagon. And the ark of God is right there with you. You see, sometimes you might not be even praying in your understanding. Just be praying in the Holy Ghost in your house. And you see demons and devils flying out, jumping out, losing their yoke, breaking the ground. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! It's the supernatural. It's when the divine invades the natural. When God chooses to make his abode in your life. When you consecrate yourself and you take a step to him, and he says, no, you're not going to take a step ahead of me. I'm going to take a step to you. There's deliverance. There's deliverance. Is it marital stagnation? There is deliverance. Is it career stagnation? There is deliverance. Is it family breakthrough? There is deliverance. Oh man, I'm telling you, there is deliverance. Is it separated homes? There is deliverance. Somebody are going to get a call from your dad that you have not seen in 20 years. And you just say, I found your number somehow, somewhere. And I just got to call you. That spirit that has got him tied, bound, loose, held bound, and turned away from his family. That spirit has been broken, because when the supernatural comes, there is deliverance. When the supernatural comes, there is deliverance. When the supernatural comes, there is deliverance. Hallelujah! 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 We'll stand very soon and we'll pray. Hallelujah! There is supernatural intervention. There's supernatural what? Intervention. I told you the story of Peter. That the church stood in prayer and the Lord sent an angel. Do you know the ministry of angels are still real? Still very real, man. Hebrews 1:14 says, are they not sent? Listen to it. Let's look at it quickly. Ministry spirits. Sent to minister for the heirs of salvation. Hallelujah. Are they not ministering spirits? Shungbo, this is their ministry. Their ministry is their ministry to you. Their ministry is their ministry to what? To you. Sent. Listen to this. What did they say? Did God call them back after he sent them? You didn't get it. What did the scripture say there? Read it out again. Sent. Did God call them back after he sent them? So I'm telling you right now that there's, you see, Paul was in a ship. And the Bible says that the angel of the Lord appeared to him. And he says, the angel of the Lord, whose I am and who I serve. Did you hear that? You see, when a man becomes close to God, the angelic becomes alive, activated around him. The angelic is activated around him. The supernatural is activated around him. Intervention come by the ministry of angels. Should I tell you this? Okay, let me tell you this. I did an interview last week. 2 weeks ago. And it went bad. It was final stage. It went bad. The guy just picked on something I said. No matter what I said, the guy just went back to it. You understand that kind of interview? And I, you know, I pray the Holy Ghost more in my mind. And now the guy will say it again. And I'll say, oh, no, sir, this, that way. In less than 1 hour, they send me back down. Less than 1 hour. As in, I'd had gist of the guy from colleagues that worked in the company before. That the guy is like this. 3 days later, I didn't do anything. 3 days later, I've been praying some one prayer very recently. And it involves this kind of things, intervention, you know, and these things, you know. And they called me, like this week. That was last week, Thursday. 2 weeks ago, Thursday. Tuesday, I got a call. They sent me bagao. Are you still interested? Yes. She had answered it for me. Are you still interested? Say, okay, yeah. Let's see what you have to offer. Guess what happened there? The Bible says that Ahasuerus was sleeping. Did you hear this? Have you heard this story before? Ahasuerus was sleeping. And somehow, somebody woke him up. And somebody said to him, what? There is somebody that has done you good. You can't remember. You need to go back and go and what? Reward him. It was what? It was what? That was an angelic intervention. I'm telling you guys that in this season, angels will come. Angels will appear to people that are holding your admission letter. Angels will appear to people that are opening your offer letter. Angels will appear to people that are holding your contracts. They won't know why, but they will just be doing it. I remember when I was going to move to the team that I am now. There were a number of us from internal, like external, that were trying to move into that office. And for some reason, the MD just said, I want that guy. As my boss was telling me that, this boy, do you know anybody in this place? I said, I don't know anybody. You see, there are ministering spirits sent to minister for. There are a lot of things we are struggling for. But these guys have been sent to minister for. Where are you have these guys ministering for you? Why are you struggling? Just walk and step into the supernatural. Come into this season with the expectations that these ministering spirits are going to come in your own behalf and speak for you. Speak for you where your voice cannot be heard. Push your letter where your letter cannot be seen. Hallelujah. Let's take one more and we close. Supernatural works. We've looked at supernatural provision, supernatural healing, supernatural deliverance, supernatural intervention. Let's end by supernatural works. Works. You share? Works. Jesus was speaking to his apostles and to, listen to this, the Bible says, as many that believe. Mark 16. Open it for us. Mark 16, 15. Supernatural works. You see, all of these things that we are in is to point men to Christ. This entire supernatural encounter that we have come into this season that we are in is to make you a signboard by which others will come in to the kingdom. To make you the point upon which God will say, this is a man who is helped by God. And it doesn't even end in what we have heard and seen and read and looked at so far. It goes further. Listen to this. Verse 17. And these signs will follow those who believe. Listen to this. How many of you believe? How many of you believe? How many of you believe? And these signs will follow those who believe. Let me give you an instruction. Or let me give you wisdom. It's not an instruction, it's wisdom. You choose to take it, it's up to you. We are fasting and praying every day, right? We pray Monday and Fridays. Mondays through to Fridays. I believe we don't pray on Saturdays, right, Sister Shola? We don't pray on Saturdays, right? No. But we come back on Sundays. Saturdays throughout this month, we'll be going out for evangelism 11 to 12. In this season, don't let your name not be found among those going out. You see, everything that God does, He does it for a reason. I told you that from the beginning, the whole purpose of this whole supernatural, the man was enjoying, was God of fellowship. There are those out there that have no light of the light you have now. And the Bible says, for as many that believe in my name, they will cast out demons. Somebody is not receiving this. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take off serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. This is the season of the supernatural. And I'm coming to tell you that the supernatural works is available to you too. See, you know that there are special anointings, right? Hallelujah. Do you believe? There are special anointings, healing anointings, and all those kind of things. But this scripture wasn't talking about healing anointing. He's talking to as many of us that what? Believe. Let's rise on our feet. Let's rise on our feet. I don't know what you've heard. I don't know what has occurred to you from this teaching. But just say, Lord, I'm ready for the supernatural. Somebody shout that, Lord, I'm ready for the supernatural. And just begin to pray right now. Begin to pray. I'm ready for the supernatural. I'm ready for the supernatural in my life. I'm ready for the supernatural in my home. I'm ready for the supernatural in my business. I'm ready for the supernatural in my life, in my job, in my career, in my career, in my finance, in the life of my children. I'm ready for the supernatural. Rebababa Oshotin.